with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The federal government will begin phasing out artificial dyes in the U.S. food supply.
U.S. health officials plan to work on removing petroleum-based colors from the nation's food supply. That would trigger an overhaul of products on U.S. grocery store shelves. The plan was announced by Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary.
And today, we are removing these petroleum-based chemicals from their food supply.
The FDA currently allows 36 color additives, including 8 synthetic dyes. In January, the agency banned the color known as Red 3. Food producers would likely replace the dyes with natural substitutes. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Education Department will resume collections on student loan debt. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it's simple. People who take out loans must pay them back, including students.
The student loan portfolio controlled by the federal government is nearly $1.6 trillion. But fewer than 4 out of 10 borrowers are in repayment. This is unsustainable, unfair, and a huge liability for American taxpayers. Debt cannot be wiped away. It just ends up getting transferred to others. So why should Americans who didn't go to college or went to college and responsibly paid back their loans pay for the student loans of other Americans?
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has unveiled a massive overhaul of the State Department. The plans revealed Tuesday would eventually reduce staff in the U.S. by 15% while closing and consolidating more than 100 bureaus worldwide as part of the Trump administration's America First mandate. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 1,016 points. The Nasdaq rose 429, with the S&P 500 advancing 129. This is SRN News. Atheists are going after Deion Sanders.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have approved several bills that would expand the use of Christian texts in public schools and roll back the LGBT agenda. The measures, which passed with overwhelming majorities, would mandate the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools, ban drag shows, prohibit teachers from displaying gay pride flags, and allow chaplains to volunteer as school counselors. Alabama joins 20 other states considering the Ten Commandments. This is SRN News. California sequoias may be heading east.
Arborists are hoping to transform vacant land on Detroit's east side by planting giant sequoias, the world's largest trees. Detroit is the pilot city for the giant sequoia filter forest. The nonprofit Archangel Ancient Tree Archive is donating sequoia saplings that will be planted by Arboretum Detroit to mark Earth Day. Archangel also plans to plant sequoia groves in Los Angeles, Oakland, California, and London. Sequoias are resilient against disease and insects, but the California natives have become vulnerable to even hotter wildfires on the West Coast. John Scott reporting.
Texas has more than 600 known cases of measles as the outbreak in the western part of the state approaches the three-month mark. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.